Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Okay.
I have to be quite honest with you.
It's Carrie.
And Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Tough Sicilian Bitches, Season 3.
Hey. Well, we're here. We're queer. We're quarantining. And
two Qs. Queer and quarantining.
Q squared. In a time of corona.
How are you in your second week?
TBD.
You're hanging in there.
I'm hanging in there.
Your South Africa trip got postponed or canceled?
Pretty much canceled. I was supposed to be in South Africa right now.
But you would be on lockdown.
Yeah, but
they just did a month-long lockdown.
If corona was not a thing, and it never happened. Right now, I would be checking in to a beautiful, glamorous luxury hotel in South Africa called the Silo. And I would just be like vibing in Cape Town, looking out on the fucking wharf and just going to a swimming pool, probably taking a swimming pool pic, sharing that to Instagram.
Looking out into like the South Indian Ocean towards Antarctica. Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, wow, I'm at the tip, bottom tip of Africa. And then it would have been a total vibe. But instead, I'm just hanging at my apartment with my dog, working out every once in a while in a stair stepper machine. And Carrie and I both joined Cameo this week.
So I'm looking at the Silo right now.
It's insane. You got to look at the pool at the Silo as next lev. Yeah, that was where I was supposed to be.
God damn it.
I was supposed to be there for like a few days to just decompress, get over my jet lag. I know. And then I was going to head on over to a little seaside beach resort in Hermanus, where I would stay for a couple days, then head on up to a beautiful winery in Franschhoek, or however the fuck you say that. That was the one I was most excited about, because I truly was just wanting to be on like a palatial winery in like a 5-star hotel. Like, they had like bathrooms with like clawfoot bathtubs that opened out to French doors just overlooking a winery. And that's where I was going to bathe and just laugh and luxuriate.
Is the weather warm there?
Yeah, it's summer. It's like the end of their summer.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
And I was going to go on safari and have a full suite in safari with its own private pool. And then be
How long were you there?
10 days. No, just canceled fully. TBD if I get any refunds for the flights. It's just a true troll. It's obviously, in the scheme of things, I know that like this is a not like... I get it. Like, a lot of people are having it a lot worse than I am, but
no,
just
but
let me be mad about my South Africa trip being totally canceled.
You can mourn.
Yeah.
You can mourn luxury.
So maybe I'm considering getting Tony like a little lion costume and setting him in loose in the courtyard and pretending I'm like on safari.
You can bring that level of luxe to your apartment.
Yeah.
To your home.
I'm trying to be luxe despite having this luxury torn away from me. I played with Tony for a long time in the courtyard today and chased him around. He was really enjoying that. Felt nice.
I've been really staying on top of cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
In our, like, it just always feels like I feel like I can pat myself on the back because I've really been on it about like keeping the dishwasher going, just having laundry going, everything smelling fresh.
Yeah.
You know, pint. Filling up like one of the sinks with like, or the garbage disposal side of the sink, putting the plug in, filling it up with, putting Pine Sol down the drains and then filling up a little water with hot water, letting it bubble a little and just having it smell like fresh and Pine Sol-y in the kitchen.
Yeah. I love
just keeping
that.
I'm just trying.
Cleaning.
That feels luxe to me.
Yeah. It's a great thing to do right now. And like, will make you just naturally feel better about your surroundings. So I've been like Dysoning a lot, and I'm really, one of my big goals is like to make sure I do all the dishes before bed every night. So I could like not leave dishes in the sink, because it feels nicer to wake up to like all the dishes are done and the French press is clean, so I can just like make coffee without having to like wash anything.
Exactly. Also, making the bed every morning is really nice.
Yeah, making the bed is a good thing.
You know, it's hard. It's nice at night, though. Like, we go out and smoke on, like, the deck, that like, off our apartment. And, like, just there's a really... We have a pretty nice view because we're up. It's, like, a tall building that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it. It's where we filmed our promo video.
Promo video for our show at the Roxy.
And we get a nice view of the sunset, and at night we kind of just look out, and it's so quiet in LA right now at night. And there's kind of this nice, it's a little melancholy, but there's this eerie beauty too, like just it being windy at night.
Yeah. It's cool to go, like, I'll take Tony on his last nightly walk around like 10 or 11, and like, we're the only people on the street. Like, there's no cars, nothing.
Yeah.
So I really get to get into like actress mode, where I'm just like,
night.
Nighttime
is my time.
Walking around, just totally alone. It gets dramatic for me. And I like that.
All right. She kind of sharpens her shoulders.
Who's there?
Who's there in that shadow? Oh, hey there, shadow. I see you. Step away from me. I've only got one shadow. I've only got room for one shadow, and it's mine. I don't need yours, Shadow Man. You stay away, Shadow Woman.
One shadow only. Who's
one shadow's enough for me.
Who's out there? In the dark?
Who's rattling at that cage over there?
Show
Who's
yourself.
Rattling at that chain link fence? I see you. Show yourself, Shadow. Come over here and let me see you. I won't be afraid of you, Shadow Man, Shadow Lady.
That's what they call me. I'm the shadow lady of WeHo.
That's me in a trench coat on the streets, just having like a noir moment.
Yeah. Get out of here, shadow. Get out of here, wind. Sorry.
I've taken to... Get out of here, wind. Stop blowing my hair around. I'll blow you around.
I'll blow you, wind.
I'll blow you right away.
I'll blow you back.
I've been walking Tony.
Threatening the wind with a blow job.
Threatening the wind. Threatening to blow the wind right away. Yeah. Yeah, the walks are interesting and fun. It's really... I take it really personally when people see me and then cross the street, even though I know that that's what you're supposed to do. But it still stings. I won't lie.
Mm-hmm. It's I know. Weird. It's someone on the.
I am not like a street crosser, but lots of people, at least three people, have literally looked at me and then crossed the street to get away from me.
Someone in my building wouldn't get on the elevator with me today, and we were both wearing masks. And he was like this straight seeming guy, and he was like, no, it's okay, dude, go ahead. And then for a second I was like, fuck you. Mask.
It's hard to be sensitive in this time of corona. It's hard. Meanwhile, I'm just like a sensitive empath.
I know.
I guess I should be wearing a mask if I go out in public, but I just like haven't been doing that.
When I go down to like take garbage out and stuff, and there's people down there, and like on the like I put my mask on because there's some older people in my building, and I just don't want to risk anything. Yeah. I think if you're like out, I think if you're in like a, if you have to go to like the supermarket at sometime soon, I would wear a mask.
Okay, well I've gone like a few times and have not masked. I also don't have gloves, so I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? Basically, every time I go to a supermarket, it dawns on me that I'm risking my life to like leave the house.
Just wear like a. I think all you need is like a surgical mask.
Should I just go full Ariana Grande and just put my hands in my hoodie?
Yeah,
and then
go
just
full Visco girl.
Point to things. Mm. Mm-hmm. Get that. I just make other people, I just put my hands in gloves and I point at other people in the grocery store. I'm like, will you take that eggplant, put it in my cart? Thank you.
Your sleeve is just like a tube.
My sleeve is just a tube.
And you have to whisper.
Hey, it's me. Because I'm scared. Ooh, I'm too scared. I don't have gloves. I'm so little.
Do it. Will you do it?
I'm so little. I'm literally like 6 feet tall, acting like a teeny little little poplet.
Mm, yeah.
Will you please?
Your sleeve suddenly becomes like a fire hose.
Yeah.
Or some kind of like alien tube. And you're just like,
I go.
And you like consult with your tube.
Hey, what do I say? No, stop it. Stop it.
I'm fully revert.
Stop it. Okay. Okay. Stop. Okay. Can you?
Do you mind just grabbing that and putting it in here? Thank you.
Hey, sorry. Can I have that lobster?
Give me that piece of salmon right there.
Can I have a pound of shellfish?
Thank you. No, the peeled shrimp.
The shrimp. And I want you to put all your hands in it.
Yeah. Get it all out. Put it in. Wrap it all up and just throw it in my bag. Okay, thank you.
Wait, do that again.
Sorry. Oh, excuse me. Thanks. Hi. Can you take a pound of shrimp, the peeled shrimp, and just wrap it all up? Okay, amazing. No, I went and that one. And then just wrap it all up and just throw it in my basket. Just right in there. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Wait, can you repeat what just happened? I was trying to film Laura pretending to order shellfish while using her sleeve tube as like kind of her mouthpiece, like Ariana Grande would, because she didn't have gloves at the supermarket during COVID. And then I was like, okay, just put the phone up to the microphone and it'll record. And Laura was like, okay. And then I went,
that's what I did for you. And I was like, woohoo. And then we both literally cry laughed for 45 straight seconds. And then I tried to kind of explain. I was like, I don't think the sound comes out of the microphone. It comes out of our ears. And then Carrie looked at the video he took, and it's just a silent video of me, like, waving my arm around. No sound.
It's truly amazing. COVID
it's
is making us
pleasures. It's really giving us a lull out of truly nothing.
Listen, if we can't be like that with each other, who can we be like that with?
Yeah, I have to live my truth.
I can be demanding if I want. Oh no, sorry. An addendum.
Mm-hmm.
On the bonus episode, I said Peter McNally was the playwright who died. His name was Terrence McNally.
Oh fuck! Well, I'm glad you're correcting that. Also, yeah. Kenny fucking Rogers died.
Not of COVID.
No, I know, but he just died, and yeah, that makes me sad because his death is like eclipsed.
Yeah, it's like when Farrah Fawcett died on the day Michael Jackson died. Oof. How wrong we were!
How wrong we were!
To mourn him. I was in Chili's when he died.
I love that. I was at a job that I didn't love when he died. And I remember just being like, damn, Michael Jackson died. Can I go home?
Sure.
It's like, we should all just like go home now. Don't you
everyone, think? I remember everyone around Chili's kept looking at their going, oh my God.
My God. What were you eating at Chili's? I miss Chili's. I'm ready to go back there.
I fucking love Chili's. Endless chips and salsa.
Their chips and salsa is good. I really also love their chicken tenders are fried in such like a Chili's way.
Yeah.
And I love their nachos because they do like flat nachos with every chip has equal coverage. And I find that to be so important when creating a great nacho dish.
I just don't like when you get fajitas there, which are so good. They come out in that skillet and everyone knows that you're about to eat them. Mm-hmm. And they're sizzling. It's so punishing and loud.
The fajita sizzle shame.
I used to get wasted there.
Yeah, they have great margaritas.
I remember one time my friends and I, because there was one in college and it was like a thing to do, like when you were like a day drink or something.
Yeah.
And I remember I went once with some friends and we were getting margaritas and the waitress was like probably in her 50s or 40s and she was like, you from the college nearby? And we were like, yeah. And she's like, I went to college, I went to business school, and now I work here. And then she just walked away.
Cursed.
I was like
a sobering moment.
It was during the recession.
Yeah, classic. I used to live above a Chili's when I lived in Chicago. Which
wow.
is a real amazing moment.
Did you go there a lot?
Not as often as you would think that I should. Like, I definitely like would get takeout from there, and that was when they still had their like, it wasn't the blooming onion, but what do they call theirs? The like onion
awesome
ring.
Blossom.
Awesome blossom. Yeah. So I'd get like an awesome blossom. I miss awesome blossom.
Yeah, Outback had blooming onion. But
so
blooming onion.
Good.
Outback always gave me explosive diarrhea.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like Outback. So it always, all the food just made my stomach want to like retch.
That's weird.
Like it was good, but I don't know. Chili's was my thing.
Chili's is the bomb. You can't get much better than Chili's.
No.
You actually can get a lot better, but you
can get a lot better.
You also can't. They're Southwestern egg rolls. Mm.
Oof.
Oof.
You just know what you're going to get when you walk into Chili's.
I know exactly the taste of everything that I just described. It's like I can taste it right now.
I also loved Macaroni Grill.
Okay, Macaroni Grill is an Italian restaurant, right?
Yeah. And they have Italian lessons going on in the bathroom.
Oh. Okay, so
like you
now
walk
I'm
in
more
and you're
open.
Like, it's great. And they do that thing where they have paper cloth. That you can draw with crayons on.
Ooh,
and the waiter or waitress always, the server always comes by and goes, hi, my name is Kathy. And they like write their name upside down. And you're supposed to be like, wow. You're supposed to go, wow. Like, it's like very strange.
Okay. Yeah. I just always thought like macaroni grill, I never understood that it was Italian until now, because I don't think of macaroni as an Italian dish. Like, I think of it as like a barbecue side dish. So like,
it's like an, it's a very Americanized Italian chain.
Okay.
It's not like Olive Garden's like actually more Italian than Macaroni Grill.
Yeah, Olive Garden is 1000% just like pure Italian energy.
I love Olive Garden.
I haven't been to an OG in so long.
I went to Red Lobster a few times in New York, to the Times Square Red Lobster, and it was fabulous.
I love Red Lobster. That was always like my first choice after church to go to. If we weren't going to go to the country club and go to the buffet, Red Lobster was the next best thing.
See, I love you deciding for the family. We're going.
I was always trying to decide and steer the ship.
Those Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! I also like, we had Houlihan's on the East Coast.
Mm. What's that vibe? That? No.
It's like Metropolitan Steak kind of place. The chain.
I like that.
And then we had, just Applebee's. There was this one place, Perkins Family Restaurant, which always gave me the chills.
Yeah. I don't like the name family in a restaurant.
Or Perkins.
I don't like Perkins, but I don't like fam. I don't like a family restaurant.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Like the food's going to be bad.
There was this place on the way to my college on the Pennsylvania Turnpike called Shady Maple Smorgasbord.
Ooh.
And it literally was like the size of Area 51 or like some kind. It looked like a government facility, and it was a giant buffet.
Was like it a good limitless. Buffet?
I never went, but there was on the billboard was like this small girl eating a giant chipwich.
What's a chipwich?
It's like ice cream between two big cookies.
Oh, okay.
But I've only seen like aerial shots of it, like on Google Image, and it looks like a giant. I always wanted to go there, but it basically is. One of the planes went into the.
Never forget 9/11 when a plane crashed into Aunt Mary's smorgasbord or whatever the
Shady Maple.
Shady Maple smorgasbord.
Shady Maple smorgasbord. But my favorite is Ruby Tuesday.
Oh yeah, Ruby Tuesday is the bomb.
Their hot pumpernickel croutons are fucking incredible. They melt into your mouth.
Such an underrated bread.
It's amazing there. The salad bar is fucking awesome. And I remember one time my parents came and they took me to lunch there, and my mom was not ready for a place of Ruby Tuesday. She'd never been. And she was like, we sat down and she goes, I am not eating here. And then by the end of it, she was buying bags of pumpernickel croutons.
Wow.
So she quickly converted.
Changed her mind real fast.
The power of RT.
The power of pumpernickel will change everything. I think we need to bring back pumpernickel in these crisis times. If you see
bread,
a loaf of pumpernickel, buy it. Buy it immediately. Toast it up. Put some butter on it. Yum.
Your Oklahoma just came out. Wait, so we talked about it on Instagram Live, speaking of Oklahoma, but Joe Exotic on Tiger King. Did you watch it?
I'm still on episode 3, but Joe Exotic.
Please, everyone watch it. It's on Netflix. It's like the new Wild Wild Country. It's so good.
He is truly the ultimate Oklahoma spirit, and I'm deeply saddened that I wasn't on the Joe Exotic train until now, because clearly he's jailed for probably the rest of his life, and I'm really upset that I never saw his zoo. And like, Yeah, it's like close, probably like a 45-minute drive from where I live in Oklahoma City. It's deeply troubling to me. And I also like really relate to these people that love to collect like big cats. Like, I could see myself being like a big cat person.
Yeah. Like Carol.
Like Carol. I think my energy would be like a cross between Carol and Joe.
Hopefully more Joe, in my opinion.
Definitely more Joe. Like,
because I think Carol is a full-on psychopath.
Yeah, Carol is a full, like, killer Carol. But, like, I could go to a place of Tiger King, except with pugs. Because there is something...
Pug queen.
And there's something about, like... having like baby animals around, where as soon as the animal is grown up, like Tony is now almost like fully grown, but there is a part of me that's like, I need another puppy. And that's where you really get into the dicey territory, because you end up getting a puppy, then that puppy grows up, and then you're like, oh, I want another one. And then slowly but surely you just amass like 20 pugs,
like tiny blob Tony.
Yeah, teeny tiny.
Do you still think about it?
Yeah, I look at his baby pictures once a week.
His baby pictures.
I have like an Instagram story highlight that I'll look at too, just remember.
You should do like a photo shoot with him.
I should, yeah. Well, he's now on my Cameo. Like, I try to incorporate him into most of my cameos, because I think I'm actually like not that good at Cameo.
I don't know if I am either. I'm like... Laura and I are both venturing into this new territory of Cameo. And, you know, listen.
It's a wild place to be. I did not foresee this for myself.
Me neither.
But
you know
here
what?
We are.
We're in...
And it's good.
It's good.
I'm not complaining.
No, I love it.
I love it, but I'm like, maybe I'm not. I don't know if I'm really that inspirational of a person when it comes to like Cameo. Because like,
I'm sure you're great.
I'm trying to keep it kind of real, though, which I don't know is what, if that's the energy that people want on Cameo, where like I get a lot of requests. It's like, we need a COVID pep talk, go. And then I'm like, you know what? Things are going to be okay, but they also might not be, but like, we're going to get through this. That's like usually my Cameo advice.
Me too.
Mine, and I don't know a lot if that's like what the people want.
I try to incorporate a lot of She Will Be Revealed's in mine. Mm-hmm. But Someone asked me to, this was my favorite one, someone asked me to threaten them as Danielle Staub.
Oh, I love that. Did you do it?
To threaten them with Corona. I threatened them, I did, but I threatened them into self-isolating.
Threatened to send them straight to hell.
I said, I will send you straight to hell if you don't self-isolate. Also, newsflash, Greta Thunberg is self-isolating.
Yeah.
With mild flu-like symptoms.
She might have Corona.
Damn.
Pour one out for old GT.
Anyway, but yeah, add us both on Cameo if you want to do one. We're both doing them separately, but, you know.
Do them separately. We both keep things reasonably priced. And, I mean, I can't make any promises for how you're going to feel afterwards, but I will ramble at you for like 1 to 3 minutes. So,
which I think in itself is a gift.
Yeah, and Tony will make an appearance, so that also is, like, part of the deal.
But you haven't fully committed to a Tony Instagram, which I respect.
Are you proud of that?
Kind of, yeah.
I always, like...
I love all my friends who have pet Instagrams, and I follow them and like them, but it's a lot to keep up, I think.
It just seems like another thing to have to do, like, I don't know. I overthink enough on social media as it is. Like, I don't know if I really need the pressure of adding something else to the mix.
But I would, if you did, Tony, I would be always supportive.
Yeah. Well, it's always on my mind. We'll see. This is unprecedented times. Call for unprecedented measures.
And by unprecedented measures, I mean All Hallows Eve in Franklin Lakes.
My favorite thing is when they showed it was a great transition, natural, organic. There was a big hedge that had been carved out to spell Wayne. And I was like,
Wayne.
I was feeling called to Wayne.
Called to Wayne, called to New Jersey. Oh, listen,
I'm so glad New Jersey in the autumn. Yeah, New Jersey in the autumn is... I was feeling like spooky Halloween vibes just watching this episode. Like, I felt like I was there.
Want to hear something great?
Yes.
South Jersey has lots of farms, and there's always like a hot, sexy little like haunted hayride going on. Mm. And they're so amazing. And one year when I was in New York, I went home for a weekend, and my sister, who had just gotten married, was home because her husband was away. And the four of us as an immediate family unit went together to a haunted hayride, and it was so fun and it was spooky. My mom was on it with me, and it was like one of my favorite memories. And I was thinking about that while watching this New Jersey Halloween.
I love that. Yeah.
We went into a haunted house. My mom just, she was going, She was like, are we going to be scared right now? Like she was scared, but being very demure about it.
Not to be scared. Yeah.
Me and my sister were like,
I love it.
But that is Jersey in the fall, though. There's a specific spookiness to New Jersey in general, but at Halloween time, it's so perfect. There's just the right amount of like, it's not fully New England, but there's just the right amount of that like woodsy.
Yeah, it's very much like a horror. In the Northeast has like perfect fall vibes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was you feeling it. Be. Yeah, like at I want to be in like on like an apple picking journey in the falls, like the leaves are changing, it's kind of crisp, and I throw a sweater on and a scarf.
Caroline's scarf in this moment was iconic.
Caroline threw on her brightest, most orange
pumpkin
scarf. My pumpkin scarf. Yeah, everyone goes pumpkin carving at the Lurita household, and Jacqueline
loves Halloween.
She loves Halloween. She loves Halloween decorations. But I also am like, does she have a proper grasp on the English language? And I think the answer is no.
No. Because, but being from Vegas, she's like, I think she's into like, she kind of has the same, like you're from the Southwest kind of. And
yeah.
Or like, so you have the same like Northeast. Mm-hmm. Halloween. Ooh.
And Chris. She has like a three, she has a sign that says beware, like letters that spell that out, but it says beware. Like it's not like one word.
And then she has one that says I'd turn back.
Except the way that it's like organized, it looks turn eyed back.
Yeah. So all Teresa and co and the Manzos and
the Loritas
are doing a good old jack-o'-lantern carving. We did jack-o'-lantern carving the night before Halloween, and my dad was so good at it and made them really scary and put like little toothpicks in them to give them more like flourishings.
Ooh.
And kids would like not come to our house
because they were so freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Joe's picking pumpkins with the little babies.
Yeah, he goes, you're a pumpkin head. Pumpkin for you, pumpkin for you.
Gia seriously furiously carving. And then yeah. She goes, oh, mama, the pumpkin, it's not a tomato. It's harder than a tomato. You can't just peel right into it.
Mama, I do not like these pumpkins. It's not like a tomato.
Mama, what is this hard tomato?
It's an orange.
It's an orange tomato.
It's not the color of a tomato. Mm, no, not like my San Marzano's.
No, I can't put salt and mozzarella on it at Belzo.
Caroline's like at one point she's like reaching into a pumpkin, she's like, oh, cold and stringy.
She goes, it's nasty and slippery.
Reminds her of the time she like blew someone's brains out.
She's like fisting the jack-o'-lantern.
Ooh,
oh, it's nasty and slippery.
It's so nasty in there.
You see Dolores make a cameo.
Who is Dolores?
She's now like a full housewife of New Jersey.
Oh, she is?
She's part of the new generation.
Who is she related she's there. To? Anyone?
She's like Teresa. She's one of Teresa's best friends.
Okay.
Dolores Catania. Mm-hmm. She asked Teresa about the christening.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, we heard stuff. And then Caroline goes, where do the problems start?
And Teresa still is doing her classic Teresa move of being like, I don't know. I just said hi. I just said all I did was say hi. And then Caroline
goes,
say it.
She goes, hello, hello. We got posh fashion show in 2 days.
She's really worried because the posh fashion show is going to be at the Brownstone this year, and she does not want any Judice drama to go down.
Should we call?
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, wait. So we're going to call the Brownstone because we need to just check in and see how the Brownstone's doing.
Okay, the Brownstone is open 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day? How is it open 24 hours a day? It says that on Google.
Know.
Wow.
Should I call?
Yeah. What are we just going to see what their COVID procedures are?
Yeah.
If they're hosting any events right now?
Yeah.
You've reached the Brownstone. If you're not your part of this extension, you may dial at any time. For our dial by name directory, please press 1. For the accounting department, press 2. All other calls, please press 0 or remain in the line.
I'm scared.
May I help you?
That was Albert. I swear to God, that was Albert Manzo.
Do you just hang up?
I couldn't do it. Oh my God, I got totally scared.
You got Carrie, I wish you guys could see his face right now because he goes, and then hung up the phone.
Oh my God, Laura, I swear that was Albert.
Do they still work at the Brownstone? I thought that they sold the Brownstone. They work there still?
No, they still own it.
They still own it. My God.
That was him, by the way, as on the recording, and that was, I swear to
fully
God,
him answering the phone. Oh my God.
Will you call?
What do I say? I'm scared.
Oh, but I have to do it?
Yeah. Just wait, I don't, okay, like, wait, what should I say? What should I say?
You don't have to do it. I don't want to put you up to that.
No, it's okay.
I
just
like
don't know what to ask. I'm afraid. Albert, hard at
just
work.
Be like,
should
just
I pretend
be like,
to
guys,
be careless?
Just be like, are you guys open? I'll call. Oh my God. I'll just say, are you guys open?
You reached the Brownstone.
Just be like, sorry, I got disconnected earlier. Oh my God.
Brownstone, may I help you?
Hi, are you guys open in the next week?
For what? It depends on what do you mean?
Just for like dinner.
No, we don't have dinner. We don't do dinners here. It's a banquet facility.
Oh, okay.
Parties.
Oh, okay.
But we're closed for that anyway. But okay.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye. What?
No, anticlimactic.
They're closed now.
What was that? They're closed now, but still answering
that,
the phone.
I swear to God, Albert answered the
phone.
That
was Albert.
Time.
Yeah.
That was fully Albert.
What are they planning over there?
I don't know, but I love, like, we don't do dinners.
I love, are you open for dinner?
Listen, we're bored.
You guys
we get our rocks off.
Literally have nothing better to do than call the Brownstone and check in.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Wait, should I call Posh?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. I'm looking up the phone number.
That was terrible. I literally, when I heard his voice, I felt full, like,
you
fear.
You freaked. Oh my God, Posh is open. Hang on, I'm calling.
Reservation was cross conferencing. Enter your conference code, followed by the pound or hash sign.
This is
for Posh?
Yeah, I don't know what my conference code is.
You may have entered an invalid conference code or dialed an incorrect number. Please verify and try again.
That is literally the number that's listed on the website.
I'll call. It has 2 stars.
2 stars, 25 Google reviews. Hang on, I'm trying again.
Here you call.
Did you hang up?
You call again.
Okay.
You can handle Kim D.
The party you are trying to reach is not available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Press the pound key to end.
Ugh.
Damn.
Really annoying.
That's so sketchy that they don't have like a real voicemail set up.
Posh has 3 Yelp reviews.
What are they?
They're all glowing. Posh is not just any boutique. Miss Kim has an amazing talent of styling people. She's been dressing people for many years prior to the opening of her store. I have been her customer for over 10 years. I still have amazing pieces from 10 plus years ago and get tons of compliments when I wear them. What's even better, after she knows you and your style, she will pull what will look amazing on you so you don't waste any time or money. Whatever anyone thinks of her on Ron J, set it aside and get ready to look fabulous.
I want to go.
Yeah, same.
I want to see Kim D like going like partying like a clothing rack, being like, yeah. I think this is good.
Trying on clothes at Posh.
Could you see me in a full Posh getup?
Yes.
100%. Like leather, like a leather skirt.
1,000. A leather skirt, okay. And then like a furry vest.
Yeah.
I'm in. 100%.
I want us both to wear them to when we eventually do New York.
Yeah. We need to get a full Posh getup for New York.
Yeah. Damn. I want to wear, what are those called again? The half sweater vest.
Like a little capelet or something.
Yeah. I want us both to wear them.
So the Posh Fashion Show is in 2 days.
We got the Posh Fashion. Caroline doesn't want any nonsense at her husband's place of business. That's how families work.
She's like trying to send a message to everyone. She's like pulling the brains out of the pumpkin head. And she's like, so messy, so stringy.
Yeah.
So what could happen to you if you pull off any shenanigans at my husband's place of work?
Yeah. You see the inside of this pumpkin? That's what your head's going to look like.
After I get done bashing it into the sidewalk because you caused a scene at the brownstone.
Teresa's not getting it, though, and she's like,
Wah. He can apologize to me. My brother can apologize to me.
The Gorgas go to the Wilkie's house for risotto.
I wrote, instead of that, wow, that food looks amazing, I wrote, wow, that good looks amazing.
It is good. The good does look amazing. I want risotto.
It's a sacred day.
A christening is a sacred day.
She says that while holding a piece of toast with mozzarella and basil.
I love it. Joe Gorga is explaining what happened. He goes, I looked at her. I looked at her with my eyes.
He goes, I looked at her. I looked at her with my eyes.
And everyone's like, you know, the Gorga, like the Gorgas and the Judites, they have those eyes. When they look at you with their eyes, you know exactly what they mean.
Kathy goes, he's a Gorga. He gave her the look with his eyes. She should have known.
She should have known.
Also, we get a little more backstory to it. Apparently, Teresa, in a weird, like, I don't know what she was trying to do, but there was almost like this weird psychosexual thing going on, according to them, that she was, and according to me, mm-hmm. that she, would kind of make Judice jealous of her brother. She would sort of like brag about how good her brother was, how well her brother was doing, all this stuff. And it felt like that's why Judice like started having so much beef with him.
Oh,
that's what they blame the woman.
Yeah.
But I can see Teresa kind of egging Joe on a little.
Totally. And then you see like, then Teresa's like, around the time my book started coming out, they were acting weird. I think they're jealous. Like, there's so many. I think if you just dig down to like the bottom of what's wrong in the relationship, it's just that Teresa wants to fuck her brother.
Yeah, or like they kept going, she put him on a pedestal. So then we go back to Posh.
Wayne. The gorgeous epicenter of all things fabulous.
I like Kim, Melissa and Kathy walk into Posh and Kim D and her girls are just sitting there and they just go,
hi.
Like,
hi.
They're already waiting there.
They're waiting. And Kim D goes, we've got some bombshell pieces and we got some mommy pieces from Kathy and Melissa.
Yeah.
I love some mommy pieces. AKA she goes, unsexy.
Yeah. Melissa does a little like turn and spin and Kim D goes, do you like the pockets? And then they officially invite Melissa to be in the Posh Fashion Show, even though she already announced that she was in it. So I think they filmed it for that.
And Melissa is trying on a dress and Kim D goes, hot, hip. Is hip still a word? And then she asks Melissa to be in the show and Melissa's like fake humility. She goes, what? At the Posh Fashion Show? I don't know how to be a model.
Kim D goes, you're already doing it.
You're doing it. That's why we asked you.
then Kim G. I said, thank God for Kim G.
Kim G comes in, hey, with her ruffly little leather jacket.
Kim D goes, hello, Kimberly. She comes running through the wet parking lot. You just see her power walking in. And she walks in and she goes, hi.
Hi.
She sees Melissa. Hello, I've heard so much about you.
And then Kim G just proceeds to talk unwarranted shit about Teresa.
She goes, I heard some punches were thrown at that christening. And then Melissa's like, yeah, it was really hard. And then she's like, you know, Teresa always tells me like I'm this elderly woman. And I'm like, whatever, you got a crooked and fat ass.
She goes, she has no idea who she's playing with, okay?
Melissa and Kathy are like, okay.
They're like, get away from us.
A fat, crooked ass.
With she a was, fat, Teresa
wishes
ass?
She looked. She wishes she looked like me.
With her fat, crooked ass, she has no idea who she's playing with, okay? I love okay like, at the end of everything. They're like, literally, lady, you're scaring us.
But Melissa doesn't do anything to counter it.
No, she's just like, lol.
She's like, LOL.
All shit that people talk about Teresa. She's not going to stop it. But she's also
not going to add to it.
Not going to add to it. She'll let it happen. And that's enough
and
for
kind
her.
Of, and kind of go like, hmm. But secretly be like, yes.
Be like, she does have a fat, crooked ass.
She's a fat fucking ass.
What's a crooked and then we, ass anyways?
You faking square tits.
With your fake square tits. Okay.
Just take a moment right now that Danielle told us her tit was icy cold.
She has one tit that's just consistently chilled.
It's like a bag of peas.
But then she got it fixed. And now I think I pray and hope that her tits are in a really good place.
Nice and warm.
Nice. Both warm.
Nice and warm.
Not too hot.
Not too hot.
Not too hot.
Not too hot. Not cold. Like a nice heated pool. Then we cut to the chateau. The chateau where Lauren Manzo is doing her beauty pop-up store called Mally.
Yeah, that's weird. And it was like Mally by Lauren Manzo. And she has her, is that her makeup line? It's like Mally.
I guess. I wrote NK.
And Caroline is there to get her makeup done. And she
her goes, hair looks wild.
Her hair is fully in a place of spike. She yeah. goes, if you can make this face look good, you'll do fab.
She goes, I'm really proud of her. And then we cut back to her going, I want you to own a spa one day. And Lauren's just like, mm. She goes, and now she's out here doing it. She tells Caroline that she's going to be doing makeup at the Posh Fashion Show. And Caroline's like, look at you. I'm so proud of you.
Wow. As if Caroline didn't know that that was going to happen.
I know.
That her then own we cut place to, business.
We cut to, I wrote, Halloween.
Halloween.
The sky Everyone's is like a out. Swirling, ghoulish, like black and purple, orange. It's like a real ghoulish New Jersey smut. Sky.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And everyone's getting dressed up. Teresa's dressing up like Super Tree.
Joe and Melissa are taking the babies for trick-or-treating. And Joe Gorgel looks so fucking hot in this moment.
Just so hot. Is he wearing that little head scarf thing?
He just has like a wool hat on, but he's pushing the stroller and he's like leaning on the stroller at one point Ugh. While they go up. And he just like he's wearing like a leather jacket. He's just kind of like
such a
so hot with a baby stroller.
Yeah, there's something Oof. About like just a guy. Even though he's like just as tall as a baby stroller, I'm still like down.
His eyes,
those soulful Gorga eyes, and like his compact, tight little bod.
They're just piercing.
Teresa's girls.
Yeah, Teresa's. I wrote Teresa's having a manic episode.
Teresa's making like her girls hold her Super Tree cape, and then her girls are all dressed up as rock stars.
She goes, Super T can do anything. And I wrote, that Super T stands for crystal meth.
Yeah.
Doing it all.
My girls are all rock stars, and Adriana, she's a gym teacher. And you see her combing out her hair, and she does look like a little lesbian gym teacher. Adriana's like,
Joe Giudice loves it.
He loves it.
She brings Adriana over to him and he goes, hey!
She is just like a little
like
gym
my
teacher.
My little gym teach.
Hey, teach. You want to teach us, make us do some push-ups or what? Adriana's like, why am I not in the bow?
Teresa's like, our neighborhood's very spread out, so rather than have the kids out in the dark trick-or-treating, we're going to have them all here. So there's 20 kids here. And I was like, that's weird.
So they're having like a chaotic children's Halloween party. Meanwhile,
Melania's
Joe,
like powerlifting people.
Melania's like,
lifting
hey.
Several. She's like lifting. She's just going around lifting children up.
She's going and like bench pressing them against their will.
Joe has taught her that.
Joe and Melissa are going out to party. Melissa goes, we party. That's what we do. And they get all dressed up. Meanwhile, she just puts baby Joey on the floor by the front door. And there's just a shot of him in a little bat costume, like laying on the doormat. And that truly is my Corona vibe.
It's He's so adorable in that moment.
He's just so plop. Cute. So helpless. Just plopped on the floor. He cannot move. Just
in the walk-in closet.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, but that's at the front. That's at the front door.
The foyer.
They came inside, closed the door, and then just laid baby Joey down by the doormat. I don't know who's supposed to take him and what they're supposed to do with him, but he's just there.
He's literally wearing a crib as a costume. Melissa dresses like, I don't know, like a sexy thing.
Like Catwoman.
And then Joe puts on a tight, like,
gold
nightclub dress, heels, and a ratty wig, and is fully sexy and drag.
Yeah.
Melissa goes, you look like your sister.
You look like a sister.
But you can also tell that she's like, Melissa at one point goes, I can put on some lipstick if you want. And it's like, you can tell she's trying to be supportive, but she's like also a little deeply uncomfortable.
And also, I think that she wants him to put lipstick on because like, that way he'd be like fully committing to the costume. So mm-hmm. if I have to give like a critique of his Halloween costume, I'd say that I'm a little disappointed that he didn't do any sort of like makeup. Like he kind of went like 75% of the way there, but then like his own masculinity got in the way of him from fully going like Jersey Shore Snooki. So that's my note on the look.
But it was, in terms of the Housewives of Jersey, it was a very progressive moment.
Yeah.
That they're like this hot young couple that is rich and like doesn't care about like gender bending.
Mm-hmm. Even though Melissa has to clarify multiple times. She's like, I just said not into like a man in a dress. It just doesn't do it for me.
And I'm like, it's okay. You're allowed to be.
It's fine.
Kim Deeb comes over and she brings Kim G. Kim D's wearing literally like not a costume. And Kim D's dressed like a little kitty. And they come over and gather at the Gorgas house. Kathy comes over dressed like a Na'vi from Avatar.
I thought that she was just dressed like a weird hippie at first. I was like, whoa, she just loves like hippie. She's doing like a dreadlock moment. Like she's like Janis Joplin or something. Kim G struts in and goes up to Joe Gorga and just goes, pinches his boobs.
I wrote, they brought the ecstasy.
They did. Kim D's like, are you ready to take a pill? Honey, you want a pill? You gonna roll tonight? Melissa goes, they go to this club called 466. And she
which I've looked up.
Yeah, I looked it up too. It has the largest overhead disco ball in America.
Wow, it's a
and
hot
it's also
ass.
An event. It's an also an event space. It's not like a club, I don't think.
It's a giant. There's a lot of like North Jersey clubs like that.
Really?
There was one in Central Jersey called Kathmandu.
Ooh.
And in this place called New Egypt, New Jersey, and I just remember they always had advertisement for it on like Q102, and they'd be like, this weekend, all night, all Saturday, Kathmandu in New Egypt.
Oh my God. Sorry. Melissa goes, 466 is definitely one of the hotter clubs up here in North Jersey.
Now we know.
Here's what the main floor of 466 has. The largest overhead disco ball in America. Incredible nightclub sound system. Spectacular club lighting. Feature wall. HD flat screens everywhere. Sunken lounge area. Enormous main bar and two smaller remote bars. Direct access to 5,000 square foot outdoor patio. Outdoor smoking area and patio cabanas. 35 foot ceilings. I love it. All the amenities are like listed in all caps on their website.
Yeah.
They have no chill at 466.
30-foot ceilings?
35-foot ceiling. I love HD flat screens everywhere.
Damn.
Spectacular club lighting. Incredible nightclub sound system. The second floor. Large dance floor. Huge club dance floor. 250-inch projection system. Gorgeous LED wall. Two private VIP areas. Two dance balconies. 25-foot ceiling. They have cabanas. Seven huge private club cabanas. Rio Cabana featuring rotating floor. Main cabana directly over the DJ booth. All white Miami look. LED for the perfect ambience. Each cabana seating from 8 to 25 people. Balcony overlooking the main floor. Gorgeous LED bar. 80-foot balcony dance floor. Balcony cocktail seating. the oak room, incredible black raised panel room, silver leaf ceiling, oak paneled bar, enormous LED backlit glass chandelier, huge HD flat screen, access to patio for smoking, perhaps the most incredible space in the venue.
Stop!
I'm obsessed with 466. We need to have a live show
there.
Yeah, the venue highlights. Over 15,000 square foot of event space. Configuration from 100 to 1,000 guests. 2 floors of incredible space. 5 different event areas to choose from. 5,000 square foot patio area with cabanas. Covered LED entrance. State of the art lighting, video, and sound. Rotating dance floor. Huge main dance floor. State of the art lighting, video, and sound. 2 full kitchens. Kosher available. Ample parking with valet available. 4 miles from GSP, exit 145. 8 miles from NJ Turnpike, exit 15 West.
Exit 15 West.
Exit 15 West on the NJ Turnpike. Then you'll get to 466. Incredible venues. They love the LEDs and huge flat screen.
25-foot ceilings.
25-foot ceilings. I love one is 35-foot ceilings.
46-foot ceilings. The largest disco ball in the whole Northern Hemisphere.
Perhaps the most beautiful room in the space. Incredible sound and lighting.
Okay, so they all are raging at the club. And then we cut to Caroline and Albert, and it's like, they're getting ready for the posh fashion show. And Caroline's like looking at his shoulder, and she's like, look at what we've done.
And it's really...
And she's like, are you ready for this?
Wild decor. There's, like, huge martini glasses filled with, like, fake lit up ice. And then Albert reveals that Kim D has exceeded the maximum capacity by 100, making the posh fashion show a fire hazard.
It's illegal.
Like, that it would definitely not...
It would definitely not make the quarantine...
No, it's against OSHA guidelines. Like, it's fully... not okay.
Caroline goes, in a perfect world, Albert would slow down.
She's still on this tip.
She also throws Christopher under the bus. She's like, is it hard with Christopher not being here? He's like, yeah, well, him being done is, you know, I gotta, she goes, well, now that Christopher's down, Albert's gotta work extra hard. And I'm like, so you're blaming him for leaving the...
to be around you day in and day out? Wanting to be at work. Albert works very hard.
Then we see Teresa getting ready.
She goes over to Jacqueline's to like pregame for the fashion
show. We keep speaking at the same exact time. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. It's hard.
Teresa has like kind of a clockwork orange eyelash going on.
Yeah. She's very much like edging towards a place of Momo. And yeah. Jacqueline sees her and takes one look at her and she goes, I got you some prosciutto.
Yeah. And some champagne.
And then they sit in the living room and I just wrote, Jacqueline's pillow style speaks to me. She loves a couch with a ton of pillows on it. Same.
I love that. Then we cut to Kathy and Melissa getting their hair done and they're at some salon that like, I wrote, where is this?
Yeah.
It's like really this terracotta, salon. Like wine colored walls with like terracotta. Everything's in like a strip mall.
Yeah. Teresa pledges to Jacqueline to be normal, and she goes, I would never be confrontational. And I just wrote, OMG. Tree, OMG.
Melissa, with talking to Kathy, goes, a fashion show is not where family stuff should be talked about. And I wrote, is that a quote? Like, is that like a thing?
Anna Wintour always says, a fashion show is not where family stuff should ever be talked about. But Kathy wants to talk to Tree and confront her at the fashion show.
Yeah, I'm like Kathy inserting herself into the narrative.
And then everyone gets to the brownstone, and there are so many juicy jumpsuits in this episode. I was in heaven. I know.
All the models are in the back ballroom getting ready. And they're all in diva mode.
Teresa walks into the brownstone and says hi to Melissa and Kathy and kisses them.
She goes,
hi, hi. And then, like, try. It's like they're getting their makeup done. Obviously, like, it's not a good time to do air kisses, but she has to, like, get in there and do it and make sure the camera sees.
Uh-huh.
She goes, Melissa doesn't face me. Do I look faced? I'm like, yes,
Melissa goes, hi.
Hi.
Melissa has, like, no time for it.
No, Melissa's over it. And she goes, this is classic Teresa. I knew she was going to come in here and act all, like, huggy and kissy and, like, everything's fine.
And then Caroline goes over and greets Kathy and Melissa. And you see Teresa watching from across the room. And she's like wringing her hands furiously while watching them.
And screaming.
And Caroline's getting friendly.
Caroline! And
she
then
goes, I'm not jealous.
Caroline says to Melissa, she goes, I fool around with the guy that owns this place, so if anything comes up, I slip you out the back door. And, like, having a lull with them. And then at one point she's watching, she's just sitting and staring at Lauren applying makeup and, like, making comments. And I was just like, please stop. You're making me anxious.
Lauren was probably so stressed.
Then Tree yells at her hairstylist.
That gay guy.
Poor Daniel. He gets thrown under the bus and verbally abused by Tree. She's like, ah, you spray on my arm. How much did you drink? And he goes, how much are you bitching?
He also goes and chums up next to Melissa at one point.
Yeah, Daniel's ready to clap back.
Yeah, he's ready to jump ship.
We've got to go to the posh fashion show.
I know.
Like,
oh my God, I forgot to tell you, this reader, she messaged me a while back, and I didn't show it to you, but I'll send it. She sent me, like, I should have done this sooner, but she sent me a full, like, basically like a PowerPoint presentation of her and her friends crash the posh fashion show one year.
Oh,
and there's, like, video and, like, all this. I'll send it to you. And it's so amazing. Yes. She's friends with, like, a lot of, like, gays in New York that I know. And it was such a lol. Like, I was screaming looking at it.
Wow.
And, like, they're in the mix. I think they're all, like, from New York and, like, took the train down and, like, crashed it.
That's amazing.
So it's possible.
We can totally go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, hopefully it happens in the fall.
What's her name? Let me look up really quick. I'll shout her out. It was so funny.
Move it or lose it, ladies. I fool around with the guy that owns this place. If anything happens, I'll slip you out the back door.
So her name is VTAM on Instagram, Veronica. And she is a loller and sent me hysterical photos and videos. And I will reveal them to you in time.
Amazing. She will be revealed.
She will be revealed tonight.
She will be revealed tonight.
Oh, wait.
Was that from the Posh Fashion Show?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. Kim D crashes backstage. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica. Kim D goes, hey, ladies, very excited. It's beautiful out there. Here's what I want you to do. Go out there, sit down, and eat something. That's what she says to Teresa.
Yeah. I want you all to go outside and eat something.
Go out there and eat something. Yeah.
I make sure my models eat.
So she sends everyone out, and I love, like, the reception for people as they, like, as, like, Melissa comes out and sits down, like, so many people are taking pictures of her and Tree, and they all, like, sit down at their separate tables, and I'm obsessed with Melissa's sister, Lisa, who looks over and sees Teresa sitting down at another table and then turns and mouths. She goes, what the fuck?
I know, I loved it.
That was so real, and me at literally everything that happens.
Also, Kim G walks in and you just see her. She's like the only person walking through, cutting through all the crowd so everyone can see her. And she's going, hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Nice to see you. Hi.
She leans down to talk to Melissa, and Teresa goes full Momo.
Yeah. She goes, what's Kim G talking to my sister-in-law for?
And she has that smile on her face that I just want to talk to a bitch smile. And she's like, ha, 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 just want to talk to the bitch. And there, everyone at her table is like, Tree, just look at me. Just look at me. Like, yeah, trying to like, talk her off the cliff.
Yeah, Kim D's like throwing her under the bus. Kim G. Kim Even G. though they're like related.
And then Caroline's like, Teresa makes a comment about Kim G being like old as fuck, and Caroline goes, she's only 4 years older than me. Would you call me old now?
Yeah, she goes, hey, come on. She's only 4 years older than me. What are you saying there? And then Teresa goes, she looks great. And then the show starts. All the women gather. And
Kim D is dancing, like, as the show's getting ready to go. She's stand up and, like, fist pumping. She's never been more coked out in her life.
There's this moment where she's, like, it looks like there's thousands of people in there.
Yeah.
And Kathy's sitting next to Caroline and tries to, like, talk to her. And Caroline goes, I don't know, Kathy. We're not going to be buddies.
Not until all this is over. Right.
Caroline's so loyal.
Caroline's loyal to a fault. But I think she's getting fed up with Teresa.
Oh, for sure.
Jacqueline does a really sad walk down the runway.
I wrote Jacqueline's runway walk is me on ketamine.
It is fully like that smile and being like, I don't know. No. That is you on ketamine.
Not that I've done it in almost 4 years, but
it's a total like, ketamine walk.
She just goes, she walks out and she goes,
and she just kind of looks around and like shrugs at everyone and like smiles and like kind of walks a few steps and then like turns around. It's so weird. And then Kim D's waiting at the end and just hugs her.
You know that scene in Drop Dead Gorgeous when Brittany Murphy's trying to light the thing on top of her head and she keeps laughing? Mm-hmm. That's what Jacqueline's walk reminded me of.
Yeah, it is like that. Melissa owns the runway. She's obsessed with being on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
She's born to model.
Kim D slaps her hand and then tells her to keep walking. She's wearing this like thrift store Carrie Bradshaw look.
Yeah, it's really wild. And Kim, and then Teresa comes on and cuts to Kim G and she goes, should we boo Teresa?
Well, at one point, Kim G stands up after Melissa's walk just energized her so much. She and her friends just slap each other's hands. They high five.
They love it. The Posh Fashion Show is literally these women's lifeblood. Every year they have to go and get recharged so they can live and to tell another tale.
Teresa's walk is strange.
Teresa,
Caroline goes, the smile was there, but it wasn't from the inside.
She goes, Teresa's a dynamo, but I thought it was forced.
She goes, she's got a lot in her mind. I feel bad for her. Everyone's like dead silent as Teresa's walking.
Yeah, she gets no woos and it just has to like silently walk the plank as everyone judges her for being bankrupt.
And like being married to a criminal.
Yeah. And then backstage, Kathy waltzes into the backstage area with her fur vest. And I was like, this is true power.
Mm-hmm. Kathy wants to get in the drama.
Yeah, and she's...
She goes, Teresa, can we talk for a second, Tree?
And they go like into another room. I feel like the brownstone has thousands of rooms that just lead into other rooms.
It's just thousands of ballrooms.
It's so many ballrooms and like rooms with leather couches. And yeah. Then Kathy confronts Teresa with lipstick all over her teeth.
Wait, Kathy had lipstick on?
Yeah, she had like lipstick smeared on her two front teeth. I was very distracted. I was like, what is going on?
She calls her out for leaving Adriana unattended in a stroller during the brawl.
She goes, Adriana was left alone. And Teresa goes, Kath, do not go there. I'm serious, Kath. It really ignites Teresa.
Well, first of all, Teresa... She's like, yeah, you know, Joe is mad at me, but like, I tried to go up to him. Kathy's basically like, what happened? And she's like, I mean, I tried to go up to Joe and he just wouldn't have it. And she goes, I know. And she goes, and Teresa goes, you don't know my brother, to Kathy, who's mm-hmm. their first cousin and has known them since they were born. And Kathy goes, no, I do.
I know him. Yeah. Teresa, then she tries
like,
to shame.
Literally, you're parents or siblings. You don't know my brother.
You've literally known them intimately, like better than anyone has ever known them since you all were literally came out of the womb around the same time together.
Yeah, and then she brings up Budger and Kath, do not go there. I'm serious, Kath.
And then Tree stalks into their room. She goes, Ma, did Kathy have Adriana? Like, just roping her mom directly into the drama. And I love the mom's response. She goes, ah, this is your cousin. You're supposed to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, she immediately darts away as soon as she says Kathy's doing that. She runs right up to Kathy and goes, this is your cousin!
This is your cousin!
You're supposed to be ashamed of yourself! And Kathy goes, I'm not ashamed.
And I look, Caroline goes, I don't want to see my family made a mockery.
She goes up to Teresa's mom, or Joe's, Judice's mom, and goes, look at you. You have a beautiful family. You have a beautiful son, a beautiful daughter-in-law, your grandchildren, and beautiful, beautiful family. I was like, what?
Then Caroline lays the smack down on Melissa. She goes, your family, fix this.
She goes, kill each other in your own homes.
It's not my business. I love getting in someone's business and going, it's not my business. It's not my business, but you have to fix this.
But I love her gripping a woman who's like older than her, like on the cheek or on the cheeks and going, your family's beautiful.
A beautiful
Your girl
family.
Looks lovely, Hubble. I don't get it.
And you never did.
And you never did. Turn and walk away. Leave him by the horse. That was a crazy move of Carrie to do, by the way.
An
insane person in front of his fucking fiance. If I was getting married to someone and their ex came literally up to them, outstalked them all the way to our engagement party and pulled that shit, I would be like, what the actual fuck? You have to get a restraining order. Yeah, I'd be like, we're done here. Unless you get a restraining order on this person. Are you fucking serious? This is our engagement party.
Your daughter's lovely, Hubble. Or your daughter.
Your girl's lovely, Hubble.
And he just goes, what?
What are you saying? What? I don't get it. And you never did. She's wearing like a slinky silk dress, hugging her curves in all the right places.
And you never did.
Isn't that when she's like, maybe some women aren't meant to be tamed?
Yeah, maybe they're supposed to ride and have a guy run one wild.
Yeah, I was like,
wait till a guy who can run next to us.
Bitch, you're literally psychotic for this. Can you imagine showing up?
No!
And waiting, standing by a horse, waiting for them to like come out of a building on their engagement party day?
Yeah.
Get a grip, lady.
Maybe some women aren't meant to be. Maybe some women are meant to run like horses. And we're supposed to wait for the man who can run up with us and keep up.
That's also being like, I just did one of the craziest things in my entire life. But maybe some women aren't meant to be tamed. Know what I mean? Wink.
Carrie like walked off and went, like if it were me and I did that, and then I would like get like half a mile and then I would just start going, ooh.
Messed up right there. One time I like called a guy 20 times in a row and then left like a really like intense voicemail, and that was my maybe some women aren't meant to be tamed moment.
I had that. I got blackout and called some guy that like like had yeah, and like and then the next morning said, hey, sorry, I butt dialed you. It was like this guy that like he was like this guy, yeah. He was like recently out, and I think he was like still kind of like wary of like
of the gays,
or like jumping, you know, dipping his toe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like full force. Hey,
I'll be your guy.
I feel like I've showed up somewhere. I've definitely showed up somewhere unexpected where I wasn't invited to like pop in on a guy's like DJ set. And that was also a maybe some women aren't meant to be tamed moment.
In L.A.?
In L.A. On Halloween weekend, got dressed up in a cheerleading outfit and then was like, I'm going to go see, like, I know he's DJing somewhere tonight, and like went to go see and like hang out around, like hang tight to see if we could hang out afterwards at like 3 a.m.
Did it work out?
No, it didn't. He was like, get out of here. The person that he was also dating was there, and then he was like, here's a cab, you should go. And then just like put me in a cab and I went on my way.
I'm just going to go see.
I'm just going to see. Just going to see.
Some women aren't meant to be tamed.
Maybe some women aren't meant to be tamed.
You're driving home in a cab. Maybe some women aren't meant to. You're like that scene in the Batman Dark Knight when the Joker is like has his head out the window.
Mm-hmm, that was me.
That's me too. That's me after calling someone like 30 times and then saying, I butt dialed you.
I love I butt dialed you.
Oh,
I called 20 times and then I finally left a message and I was like, it's actually like very rude that you wouldn't answer the phone when I've called you. And like, if you think that I'm going to call you again, you're wrong.
Wrong.
I just want you to know that you're rude.
I love that though, Carrie. I can just carry. Oh.
Ooh. Maybe someone.
Maybe that wasn't good.
I love the afterthought. Maybe it wasn't so good that I waited outside his engagement party and said a weird movie quote to him that he didn't even understand and then sashayed away. But you know what? Maybe some women aren't meant to be tamed. Anyways, and then she continues down her like selfish life journey for four more seasons.
Yeah. Ends up in Paris.
Learns nothing. Ends up in Paris. And can't be tamed.
Gets struck in the face by a Russian ballet dancer.
Also, like, okay, did he really... He did not mean to hit her in the face.
No, but it was just like... I think it was just like a culmination that they were just at each other's... Like, yeah. It was just not... It was not a healthy relationship.
No, it wasn't good. It wasn't going to work out for them.
No. No, I think he, like, tried to get something from her and, like... His hand went up. I'm not excusing him.
But I just want to call a spade. I don't think that Petrovsky really meant to strike Carrie Bradshaw.
Exactly. He didn't. She went, oh!
Oh! She kind of loved the drama of that moment. Carrie Bradshaw, I'll say it.
Big was like, I'll fucking kill him.
Yeah.
No! He didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it. No! And then has to like trip him. And then they laugh and laugh. And, and then they walk on that one bridge and the snow is falling and all is well with her and John. Go get our girl.
Well, we'll go get our girl next week.
We're going to get our girl.
That's it, right?
That's it. The way I just said that was truly, that's what I bring to a cameo energy. Is we're going to get our girl.
I live for that. I live for these ladies. Next week, there's going to be a competition. We have a good season ahead.
Yeah, lots to look forward to.
Keep watching. Keep staying healthy. Write in.
We got some such great reader mail that we read on the bonus apps. You can get in touch by writing us at sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com. Follow Carrie at eCarrieO on Twitter and Instagram.
Follow Lara at Lara Marie.
Cameos from him.
Order cameos from Lara.
Find cameo me online at Lars Marie. If you want a depression cameo, I'm totally going to give you one.
No. Call Lara for inspiration.
I'll go. We're going to go get our girl. Hey, it's me, Lara.
We got our girl.
We're going to get our girl. Love and light to you. I'll see you next time. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Bye. Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.